WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 64 degrees. It's dropped 10 degrees since we started the show. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission and the Bryan Business Council held a joint meeting yesterday to exchange information on current and future projects. A common topic is how to generate more construction of affordable single-family homes. A common concern expressed by members of both volunteer bodies is the future location of manufactured housing.
P&Z Chairman Bobby Gutierrez does not consider manufactured homes as affordable housing.
You're talking about a depreciating asset versus an appreciating asset. So if we're sticking somebody into an affordable house that's going to depreciate, how good is that for them?
A continuing issue is increasing land prices as more four-bedroom and four-bathroom rental homes are being built.
It's making a house that would normally be $100,000 house be worth $150,000.
This evening, P&Z asked the City Council to adopt new regulations on future construction of what's best known as stealth dorms and Aggie Shacks, which has the official title of detached shared housing. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man admits to College Station police his intent to steal a refrigerator from a semi-trailer parked outside the Lowe's store Sunday night just before midnight. According to the CSPD news release, the confession came after a review of surveillance video showing 43-year-old Larry Bailey Jr. entering the semi-trailer and moving the refrigerator to his rental trailer. According to online records, this is Bailey's 41st arrest since June of 1992, his third this year. Traffic leaving Kyle Field Saturday night had an additional delay by an arrest at Welburn Road and Southwest Parkway. According to an arrest report from College Station Police, an officer's foot was run over by a car that was turning from Southwest Parkway to northbound Welburn against the officer's orders. 19-year-old Colin Sheppel of Flower Mound is out of jail after posting bond following his arrest for DWI, assaulting a police officer, and possessing a controlled substance in marijuana. A Texas Tech police officer was shot to death inside the police department headquarters, and a student is in custody. 19-year-old Hollis Daniels was arrested Monday night. The student was being questioned by police about drug evidence when it happened, according to Texas Tech Police Department Chief Kyle Boneth.
Somehow, during the debriefing, the suspect produced a weapon. Have yet to be determined the details of that. And mortally wounded one of our officers.
Daniels made a run for it following the shooting and was later arrested, ending a lockdown at the campus in Lubbock. Registration is now open for the 91st BCS Christmas Parade.
You know, every year we ask ourselves, what in the world are we doing? It's hot outside. Why are we thinking about Christmas and parades and all that kind of stuff? And when we get there, it all comes to light because it's all the children.
Committee member Penny Zent says this year's theme is a fairy tale Christmas.
That leads my imagination to thinking about a lot of books that would lend themselves to a Christmas theme. But, you know, come up with your own ideas. It's so fascinating sometimes to see what people come up with.
All the information you need is online at bcsparade.com. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 64 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. Be part of the show. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
How easy is getting pre-approved for a mortgage? Super easy with my new Fairway Now app. Text me at 979-220-3018 and I'll share our new app with you. Quick, easy, convenient, and you can apply online with a secure server, and like magic, I get to work finding you the best rates and providing you the best mortgage experience. Text me today, Debbie Lewis, at 979-220-3018. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS number 2289. Deborah Davis Lewis, NMLS 20090.
Good morning, it's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here you go.
High pressure, it's headed our way with some cooler and more comfortable weather for today and tomorrow. Front sweeps across the area this morning. We'll see some clouds with the front. It'll be partly sunny overall, breezy, 70 to 75 today. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Sunshine and 75 to 80 for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear, 60 to 65. We start warming up on Thursday, sunshine and 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And you said the temp's gone down 10 degrees since we started?
10 degrees since we started the show.
It's cooling on down, Scott.
Man, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
North winds still gusting about 25 miles an hour, is that right?
Sure. Yeah,
sure, why not?
You're guessing. You have a window.
That's right. Well, I know, but I can't tell
Does
that.
Does it look how breezy it is out there?
Hey, Scott, fill the window. Is it cold? Is it cool?
Is it chilly?
It's cool. But, I mean, it's cool in here because, you know, my air conditioner works pretty well on this side of the hall. As opposed to other sides of the hall.
It works on this side of the hall, yeah. At least in this room.
It works on that half on that side of the hall.
Yep. Hey, did you see this guy is suing Major League Baseball over a foul ball?
No.
Yeah.
60-year-old John J. Lewis says he was sitting in Section 135 August 29th at Wrigley for a Cubs-Pirates game. Mm-hmm. When in the fifth inning,
a foul ball came off the bat and struck me in the face. Okay. Crashed into my left eye. I felt a rush of pain, and I lost sight in that eye immediately.
Wearing a patch over his left eye, Lewis, flanked by family and legal counsel, has filed suit against MLB and the Cubs, seeking damages and demanding that safety netting be extended now and not in 2018. As MLB has recommended. Still no mandate, even after a 2-year-old girl was struck and injured weeks ago in New York. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, now it's on the ticket.
Yeah, it's on the ticket. It's in the stadium everywhere. Look out for flying objects.
Well, and here's the deal. I mean, obviously, I think they should extend the nets as far as they can to help with the safety and the protection of fans. But as you said, you know where you're sitting.
Yep.
You may not choose your ticket. Let's say you agree to go with someone who already has tickets or something like that. But you can still see where you are sitting. And if you choose to say, well, I'm still going to go, I'm still going to sit there, then bring your glove, keep your eyes open.
That's right. Pay attention to what's going on. Oh, Chelsea. Oh,
yeah.
This is awesome.
Okay.
Oh, this is so cool. You ready?
Soldier Field in Chicago was the center of the universe for Star Wars fans last night.
Star Troopers. Or what are they called?
The Last Jedi, debuting during halftime
Stormtroopers.
Monday Night Football. The franchise faithful getting a glimpse of Mark Hamill's Luke Skywalker questioning powers he's observing.
I've seen this raw strength only once before.
The 2.5-minute trailer also showing Daisy Ridley's Rey character developing her Jedi powers and seeking guidance from Adam Driver's Kylo Ren.
I need someone to show me my place in all this.
Star Wars The Last Jedi opens December 15th.
Now that part, she's talking to Kylo Ren, that gets you like,
yeah, I know.
No, they legit had stormtroopers dressed up at halftime on the field.
Did they?
ESPN posted a picture of it this morning.
Oh, how sad.
Oh, I know. I have to admit, so my roommate, but I guess really both of them, are huge Star Wars fans.
Okay.
One of them especially. So we have several coffee cups that I do drink out of every morning with Star Wars on
them. Right. So there.
I'm doing my part.
But you don't bring those cups here.
No.
See, well, wow. That was a tremendous admission right there.
I know.
Because that now leaves you open
for Mr.
Downs.
It's just, well, you know, it's 3:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm just like blindly grabbing for a coffee cup.
Yep,
and the Star Wars one, you know.
Why not?
So, yeah.
Okay. But anyhow, I knew you don't want to actually hear audio from
the trailer. It made me not want to watch it anymore.
Okay. All right. Here's Pumpkin News.
The Pumpkin Days Festival in Republic, Missouri is known for huge pumpkins, but this one.
It's the Great Pumpkin. He's rising up out of the pumpkin patch.
Linus and the Peanuts gang would be amazed by this pumpkin, weighing in at 1,500 pounds.
Whoa.
The pumpkin weighs as much as a cow. It was so big, the organizers of the festival say they couldn't even fit it in the back of a regular pickup truck. It's being called a record breaker, the biggest ever seen in the state. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The pumpkin weighs as much as a cow. Okay. Oh.
That's a big old pumpkin.
It is a big old pumpkin.
That is pretty big. Yep. It's a big pumpkin.
So, here's the headline.
Okay.
The deadly threat of pumpkin carving.
Oh yeah. Anything with knives.
That's right. It's dangerous.
Any holiday that combines candy with fun-looking pumpkins can't be all bad. Well, yes, it actually can. It turns out to be a little bit dangerous.
Well, yeah, because people poison and stick razor blades in the candy.
They will do that.
And then you've got knives out that you're carving. Whatever. If you take one of those little saws that they give you in the pumpkin carving kit, you can't even cut through, like,
yarn.
Pumpkin carving kit.
To reduce the risk of serious injury while carving your jack-o'-lanterns, a study suggests people might be better off avoiding knives and getting specially designed pumpkin cutters.
Always cut away from you, kids.
Pumpkin cutters. Although they are not foolproof, the research has found that some of the carvers appear less likely to cause injury.
I like to use my machete.
Yeah, why not? Just go crazy on it, okay? And just leave the machete in it.
There we go.
And just whack it and leave it in there.
Yeah, that's a great decoration.
Yeah.
And then, like, maybe you put some fake blood and it's, like, spilling out.
Now, this is I find very intriguing is that there is no data on how many people are injured each year
while carving pumpkins. That is surprising.
I mean, we know how many people die from having Coke machines fall on them.
Right.
I mean, we know how many spiders crawl out of our mouths while we're asleep or into our mouths or whatever.
Y'all getting real weird this morning.
This is the Infomaniacs. Yeah. We have all the info except for the pumpkin carving.
We don't have any data on how many people are injured.
Yeah. We don't. Let me Google. This is what Google's for.
All right, let's see. All right, yeah, what do you Google? How many people are injured carving pumpkins?
Carving, yeah.
Okay, see what we get.
I imagine there's quite a few.
Wait a minute. Why don't you ask Siri?
Oh gosh. No, because she'll say, this is what I found.
Okay, all right.
They don't, sometimes they don't actually just straight up answer.
Yeah.
So typical woman.
Yeah.
Mine is an Australian male, so
don't
a little
genderized Siri.
Put some chicken on the barbie.
Hello. Caller.
Is it Tennessee?
Yeah. Is it Tennessee? No, it's not Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Okay.
We're looking for the state, right?
No.
Children are twice as likely to be hit and killed by a car on Halloween. What? Oh, that's just some
chance. Oh, yeah.
We're talking Halloween injuries
carving.
In general.
We want pumpkin carving. Well, it's clear there's no data.
Yeah, there really is. Usually this stuff pops up immediately, and I am not finding.
We're having a dearth
of data.
It says
how to prevent carving injuries,
That's right.
Use a sharp blade because more people are injured with a dull blade.
That's what I would think because you're like really having to get after it. Where if you have a sharp knife that cuts easily through the pumpkin, then makes it easier.
Well, and that's the deal. You know, you get a big old pumpkin, it's old, okay?
Yeah.
Tough skin.
So answers.com says 100. How many pumpkin carving injuries per year? It says 100.
100.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Okay, we'll go with that.
It also had a pop-up ad. So.
We'll go with that.
Take it with a grain of salt.
So here we go. Golden Arch Land. Things are not as good as you would think. We mentioned the Sichuan sauce. We'll talk about that in a minute. But right now, apparently, McDonald's cannot get the guy who owns a lot of their restaurants in India to quit making the McDonald's product. In August, after a lengthy dispute, the fast food giant ordered a partner of 22 years in northern and eastern India to stop using McDonald's brands and systems. And the guy won't do it. He keeps making McDonald's products using their recipes and not paying them for it, basically.
Uh-oh.
So they're going to have to go to court for that.
Mickey D's. Different
over there in India.
Oh, yeah.
So, catching some serious heat they are. Sounds kind of like Yoda, doesn't it?
It does.
Ridiculously popular condiment, Sichuan sauce.
Can we get back onto the Little Mermaid theme and not Star Wars?
Okay, we'll do that. We told you that who are the Rick and Morty? All right.
Talking squirrels.
That's right, squirrels. Yeah, Rick and Morty apparently made fun of or mentioned this sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That got people really, really going. And so McDonald's decided last Saturday that they would have it for one day in some locations. Well, they ran out of sauce.
Of course they did.
Fast food fans, very displeased, began yelling, "We want sauce," and police had to show up for crowd control.
Oh, my.
In true millennial style, there you go, many vented their frustration on social media with hashtag Szechuan Gate, and McPhail.
Do they even know how to spell Szechuan?
I don't think they do. Well, this one they did, but, okay. You know.
Well, that's why the hashtag automatically pops up
sure.
for you.
Okay, the bigwigs promptly went into damage control mode, fessed up it was, quote, not cool on their Twitter account.
Not cool.
Mickey D's thinks they have the best fans in the world, and so as a result, they're going to make it available to everybody this winter. So there.
All righty.
Tragedy was averted.
Woo! Thank goodness.
All right. Halloween is what, 3 weeks away?
Oh, man. Kay. Something like that. Yeah.
Still out there and you haven't figured out what you're going to do. Cosmopolitan has given us the top pop culture costumes for 2017.
Okay.
Number 9 is the wrestlers from GLOW.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely.
I think Chelsea found her Halloween
I know,
costume.
Man. Oh, you're
definitely.
On that, huh?
It's great. This show and they're caught like they're, well, because it takes place in the 80s.
Okay.
So it's not even their wrestling costumes. It's just their
just
attire.
What they wear.
Yeah.
Okay.
The show is great
oh, it's
because,
awesome.
Yeah.
No, it's a good show, too.
Right. No. I've seen it.
Yeah.
What network is it on?
Netflix.
Is it okay?
It's a Netflix
right.
original.
Okay. I'll go grab it.
Allison Brie's in it.
All right. Handmaiden from The Handmaiden's Tale.
Okay.
A snake.
What about Shield Maiden?
Yeah, exactly. Shield Maiden. That was a female Viking from
yeah.
a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Zombie Taylor Swift.
Okay. Oh, okay, because of the music video.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Beyonce's pregnancy announcement.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Do you have to have the pregnant belly?
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah, I think you got to do that.
Okay.
The Night King from Soap Opera with Swords.
Okay.
Winterize Daenerys?
Oh, is yeah. that a that's soap opera
soap
with swords?
Yeah, okay, I don't know.
Daenerys.
Okay, that's
Targaryen.
Of course it is.
Mother
yeah.
of dragons.
Yeah, okay. Snapchat hot dog.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
And yeah. the old Taylor Swift.
The old oh. Taylor Swift.
You know, I had one of my best friends and college roommate. She looked a lot like Taylor Swift.
Oh, really?
And one year she did for Halloween, she dressed up as Taylor at the VMAs when Kanye comes and like steals her award or doesn't want to give her award
sure.
or whatever. But
right.
yeah, red dress, curly blonde hair. And it was great. Everyone knew exactly who she was going for.
Oh, that's
so,
good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
So Christy Ray Jesuit High School in Baltimore had to be cleared out last Thursday after reports of a strange odor that sent at least 5 people to the hospital. Victims complained of upset stomachs, trouble breathing. Investigators searched the campus, eventually found the source. It was a pumpkin spice scented air freshener.
Ew,
device
yeah.
was removed. Classes resumed. No reports of any serious injuries.
And
get,
oh, God.
Yeah. And get this, a statue of Christopher Columbus defaced in Chicago yesterday.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me.
What happened to him?
I don't know. I'm
I saw
sure.
one. I didn't know if it was an old picture, but they had like they threw like red paint or blue paint or something on top of it.
Okay.
I don't know.
By the way, Scott, go back to the costumes really fast.
Yeah.
How is Wonder Woman not on there?
It's not on there.
Surprising.
I mean, that's
a Halloween costume every year.
And now you would think it would be even more so. The only other names they had honorable mentions are Betty and Veronica from Riverdale, and there's one. Wonder Woman. Okay.
Oh,
honorable mention.
Okay. Got it.
Well,
got it.
As
but
long
yeah.
as she's on there.
Again, did you see the accident with the Napa Valley wine train hitting the stretch limo yesterday?
Oh, no.
Yep. For some reason,
I can't believe they have tourists up there anyway right now.
A 40-foot wine tasting van, if you will, which is a super stretch limo, sitting on the tracks, train smacks right into it. Side of the limo was damaged. Nobody was injured. They got video of it. Video of somebody driving by holding their phone up as he drive by.
Oh,
really?
Geez.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so you got that going on. Let's see what else.
Have we talked about the unis that Florida's going to wear this weekend?
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. They are wearing green gator print uniforms for Saturday's game against A&M.
Really?
Like swamp green.
Yeah, try to make it look like scales.
Yeah, they look like the tops look like gator scales.
Okay. Well, that's
go out and find a picture of them because they're going to be interesting to look at. That's for sure.
I suppose that'll be fine. So, Bill and Ted's Great Adventure.
Yep.
Ever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Keanu Reeves has been talking about making a Bill and Ted 3 for almost 10
serious?
Years now, and it seems like every few months the project inches its way forward. Now is perhaps closest ever because Reeves has revealed recently that that they've put together an actual working title that's Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Hmm.
So
Keanu Reeves is Scott's favorite, Zach.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, that guy's great. That whole Matrix
thing. He loved him
thing,
in Matrix.
Oh, that
yeah,
was wonderful.
That's his favorite
by the,
movie. Yeah.
By the way, they got to go find Alex Winter and get him out of hiding, I guess.
Well, probably so. Okay.
Yep.
1929, JCPenney opened store number 1252 in Milford, Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
What was significant about that? That meant that JCPenney had a store in all 48 states in U.S. America.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, taking over.
That was a deal. Yeah, but again, 1929.
Yeah.
So tonight, DC's Legend of Tomorrow premieres on the CW. Y'all going to be watching that?
No.
Yeah, I think I'm going to probably be missing that, I think. Rob Ford. You remember Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto?
Yes.
Kind of a piece of work.
Yep.
They're going to name, apparently, a sports stadium after
him. Are you serious?
How does that work?
He was a big-time sports fan.
Well, he was. He was a fan of a lot of things that, you know.
Yeah.
But just saying.
Hmm.
Well, thought that'd
and
be a
Canada
little...
wants to make fun of us for our politics.
I know, really. So the very idea. Did you know it is an estimated that 2% of women do this in the first 5 years of marriage? They lose their wedding ring.
2%?
2%.
How many men?
Yeah, they
I would love to see that percentage.
Yeah, but how much does the men's ring cost?
Well, you're right. Not nearly as much usually. Yeah. But, like, I've had guy friends who have purposely told their wives, like, might want to just, like, get a cheap one because I'll probably lose it.
Very nice. Okay.
Oh, so, that's nice.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah, but that's just sad. That hurts my heart.
It does.
That's sad.
It is. Shania Twain has just released her first studio album in 15 years.
Really?
Get it, girl.
And it has debuted at number one in the Billboard 200.
Awesome.
Really? That now is what it's called.
Good for Shania.
Yeah, sold, sold 137,000 units. Guess what's number two?
Oh.
Tom Petty's Greatest Hits.
Oh.
Is it really?
Yeah. Took him passing away to do that.
Yeah.
I have another story today about Blade Runner 2049, but I'm not going to do it.
Sweet.
I'm not going to, because.
Not going to do it.
Well, no, wouldn't be prudent. Cause, you know, Mr.
Because we already spoiled it for all of our listeners.
Mr. Downs will hear about it, then we'll get into a debate again.
And oh, that's true.
We don't need that on our conscience today.
Didn't end well yesterday.
Yeah,
so
tell him to go on a clip show if he wants to argue about it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. If you have plans to fly somewhere, take note. Southwest's twice-a-year blockbuster fare sale is underway. Flights begin at $49 each way on Southwest's shortest routes and increase to $79.99 and $129 each way for longer flights. The sale covers travel from October 31st through December 19th and from January 3rd through February 14th. Google found that Russian-linked entities bought tens of thousands of dollars worth of politically motivated ads on its platform before and after the presidential election, the first sign that Russia's alleged attempts to influence the vote spread to the world's largest ad business. Similar to ads that ran on Facebook, the ads on Google touched on a variety of hot button social topics. Pfizer says it may sell or spin off its business that produces Advil and Centrum. The consumer healthcare division is one of the biggest businesses for over-the-counter healthcare products in the world. On Wall Street, futures higher. That's Your Money Now.
First off, you robots are a great addition to the accounting department.
But
your auditing and risk assessment skills are excellent.
But
it's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
Forecasting, outstanding.
But
please stop oiling yourself up in the lunchroom.
I knew there was a but. There's always a but.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
To help explain how fast it is to make Bob Evans' original mashed potatoes, here are a few things to do while they're microwaving. 1. Prune your Facebook friends. Sorry, Aunt Brenda. 2. 6-minute abs. Get ripped. 3. Meditate. Namaste. Because with Bob Evans' original mashed potatoes, you take it from the fridge, then microwave it for 6 minutes. For rich, homemade taste that's really fast to make, find Bob Evans in the refrigerated section of your grocery store. It's farm-fresh goodness, fast.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Since Equifax failed the entire country and allowed the personal data of almost every United States adult to be stolen, it's only wise to assume that you were one of the victims. So today, A surefire way to protect your checking, savings, retirement, investment, and credit card accounts. Kim Komando with your Tuesday Consumer Tech Update. Start by demanding that all your financial institutions set your accounts to what's known as two-factor authentication. For most larger banks, you can do this yourself using the bank's free app. It's in the app's security settings. If you don't use a bank app, go to the bank with your ID. Remember, you're asking for two-factor authentication on all accounts. Before any future withdrawals or transfers, the bank will send you a text with a special code. You must accept and reply for the withdrawal or the transfer to be made. Without this second level of authorization, no one, not family, outside businesses, or even the Russian hackers, can get into your account. Our tech news is updated all the time at news.komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. If you have a small business, you know that customers are your lifeline. And keeping your ever-growing list of customer names, addresses, messages, and invoices organized can be a nightmare. So let me introduce you to Zoho and its amazing CRM tool. CRM stands for Customer Relationship Manager. Imagine every customer detail, a complete history of every phone call, email, order, and proposal. Zoho can even tell you the best time to call or email. Turn cold leads into interested prospects and prospects into paying customers. Zoho automates follow-up emails and customer payment reminders. All of your contacts and leads in one place where you can keep track of the entire sales process, leaving you more time to run your business and close more deals. Start today. Visit ZohoCRM.com. That's ZohoCRM.com. Go now and get 10 users in your company free. That's ZohoCRM.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The 41st time a Bryan man is booked in the Brazos County Jail in 25 years is for taking a refrigerator from a semi-trailer outside the College Station Lowe's store. 43-year-old Larry Bailey Jr. is out of jail after posting bond. According to a College Station PD news release, Bailey admitted to taking the refrigerator after surveillance video caught him in the act just before midnight yesterday. According to online records, it's the third time Bailey has been arrested since February and his fifth since February of last year. Out of eight people inside a car meant to seat five and two in the trunk, only the driver faces charges from College Station Police. Sunday at 2:30 in the morning, according to the arrest report, an officer spotted the car with the people in the trunk on Welburn Road near Rock Prairie. The driver told the officer they were headed to a residence from Northgate. The driver, 18-year-old Clayton Cook of Bryan, is out of jail on bond following his arrest for drunk driving. No tickets were issued to Cook's seven passengers inside the Chevy Cruze or two people riding in a trunk. A Texas Tech police officer was shot to death inside the police department headquarters, and a student is in custody. The name of the officer has not been released. 19-year-old Hollis Daniels is accused of shooting the officer in the head. Daniels was being questioned by police about drug evidence when it happened, according to Texas Tech Police Department Chief Kyle Boneth.
The student was taken into custody, was brought back here per our standard operating procedures to the department to be debriefed and processed to be taken to jail.
Daniels made a run for it following the shooting and was later arrested, ending a lockdown at the campus in Lubbock. This evening, the Bryan City Council takes up the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation to control the construction of what is officially being called detached shared housing. That was part of an update during a joint meeting yesterday of the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission and Bryan Business Council.
P&Z Chairman Bobby Gutierrez says what's better known as stealth dorms and aggie shacks continue to impact the cost of new single-family homes.
What's affordable to one is not affordable to another person, but I think that range that we've been trying to hit has been that $150,000. Mark.
Gutierrez says they're also investigating the highest and best use of 2,600 lots where manufactured homes could be located.
So if we're sticking somebody into an affordable house that's going to depreciate, how good is that for them? I mean, it's going to continue to depreciate.
The Business Council's Chairman Steve Mobley says home builders are interested in those lots.
Before they invested in a single family construction, they just wanted to make sure what was going into the neighborhood and what the goal of the neighborhood was set up for us.
Gutierrez says new rental housing is causing the minimum price of new single family homes to rise from $100,000 to $150,000. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Governor Abbott has notified Texas schools hit hardest by Hurricane Harvey that they no longer have to worry about losing state funding.
It's good to be here in Aransas Pass and learn more about what the challenges are.
Governor Abbott with the good news for the Gulf Coast school districts, especially those that have seen a tremendous drop in attendance.
The local schools are going to be provided their average daily attendance funding, even though their average daily attendance may be down. We want to make sure the schools have access to the resources they need to be able to pay their teachers and the people who work in their schools.
This news coming a week after TEA Commissioner Mike Morath announced more than 900 school buildings were damaged in the region, 52 listed as catastrophic. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Meantime, nothing has come out of Austin about reducing property values of homes and businesses damaged and destroyed by the hurricane. Mark your calendar for the first Sunday in December for the 91st BCS Christmas Parade. Registration for a fairy tale Christmas is open through November 17th. Committee member Penny Zent says it's all about the children who line the parade route.
It's just the looks on their faces. They are so enchanted by the whole thing, whether it's the big tractors, whether it's the floats, of course, Santa coming up at the end. And when you see the lights in those kids' eyes, it makes everything totally worth it, no matter what you've had to do to get the parade ready to go.
Registration forms and additional information is online at bcsparade.com. Supporters of a new disabled veterans vehicle in the Brazos Valley are invited to check out what their donations went towards. John Velasquez of the local Disabled American Veterans Chapter says there is a dedication program today at noon at the rear of the VA clinic on Rock Prairie Road. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 64 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your traffic alerts and other news tips to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-6200.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
8:38, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure, it's headed our way with some cooler and more comfortable weather for today and tomorrow. Front sweeps across the area this morning. We'll see some clouds with the front. It'll be partly sunny overall, breezy, 70 to 75 today. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Sunshine and 75 to 80 for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear, 60 to 65. We start warming up on Thursday, sunshine and 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And Glenn Brewer is here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
Good morning, Scott.
Exciting news, continuing with our Little Mermaid theme that we've had today.
That is correct.
You have news for us.
I told you when I walked in. I've actually seen with my own eyes the Little Mermaid statue in Copenhagen. My wife and we're there for a Rotary trip, and every single person was saying in a language that I could understand.
Yes.
Said the exact same thing.
What'd they say?
It's much smaller than I had imagined. It's like the size of a medium-sized dog.
That's like the Plymouth Rock.
Yes.
The Plymouth Rock is really tiny.
Or the Alamo.
Yeah, that too.
So anyway, Glenn was kind enough to continue on our theme.
We appreciate that. In every segment, we've tried to have something about the Little Mermaid.
Well, and then I can also throw in a weather report. It's so windy outside that my hair was actually blowing. It's hair singularly, not plural, was blowing in the wind as I walked in.
Wow, that's kind of fun. All right, what do you got?
I tell you, everybody needs to rest this week. That's my advice because we got a really busy next week.
All right.
And here we go. Starting Monday with our local candidates forum, the chamber candidates forum, where we have the contested races for both city, Bryan College Station Municipal, and the school boards. It's at the George Bush Presidential Museum and Library. It's going to be broadcast, Bryan Broadcasting Live.
All right, yeah.
We have the best political moderator in the state of Texas, Mr. Scott DeLucia.
Really?
From WTAW. You know him, you love him. He's going to be there, and he's going to get the details, the business thoughts in, out of the candidates of what their policies are and how they're going to lead us if they are elected. So anyway, that's Monday the 16th, 6 o'clock, George Bush, absolutely free. Come on out, and you can give questions, and it'll be an interesting evening, and Scott does a great, great job. Then, Tuesday, if you're an LB, Leadership Brazos graduate, we have an LBAA, Leadership Brazos Alumni event. That's at Herschel's Bar at the Stella, 6 to 8:30. You have to get tickets for that. You can go on our website if you're an LB graduate. Then Wednesday, Youth Career Fair, sponsored by Sylvan Learning Center, Brazos County Expo. It's 9 to 2 o'clock. It's free to reserve a booth. We really need businesses to call up, get a booth out there absolutely free, and help a bunch of 8th graders that are trying to decide what to do with their lives. 2,500 bust in from our county and the surrounding counties. You just tell them a little bit about what you do, what kind of education they need, and maybe helps a kid with their career. So call us at the chamber and get a booth for that. Then Thursday, business after hours at Chrome, a salon experience, 5:30 to 7, also absolutely free. Their Tower Point location, the guys and gals at Chrome do a fantastic job with their business after hours. It's going to be a lot of fun. Then Tuesday, October 24th, we'll jump to that health and wellness luncheon sponsored by CHI St. Joseph. It's the Phillips Event Center. Elms Orthodontics is our facility sponsor. That's 11:30 to 1 on the 24th. It's $30 for chamber members, $35 for non-chamber members. It's going to be a fantastic program about health and wellness in the workplace. They're going to announce the winners of the fitness challenge, and it's going to be a good event also. Then again, I always say we wouldn't be the chamber if we didn't have ribbon cuttings. We got one today, Skasta Family Eye Care on Copperfield Parkway, two family businesses under one roof. Eye Care and Dentistry, excuse me. We want everybody to come out to that, 4:30 to 5:30. And then Thursday, the 12th, Altitude Trampoline Park on Longmire. And then Friday, Premier Motor Company. That's 11:30 to 12. The altitude is 4:30 to 5. I know I went through that pretty quick. Go to bcschamber.org for more information. And we also want to thank our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight, the Hilton of College Station. We appreciate what they do for the chamber.
So, yeah, you are busy.
Yeah. And we're not resting this week. We're getting ready for next week.
If they want more information, they can get in touch with you.
Absolutely.
Right?
Call us 260-5200.
There you go. Glenn Brewer, thanks for coming in this morning.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through October 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos Counties, or online at wctractor.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's find out what's going on in the world of the arts. And Chris Dyer's here from the Arts Council. Good morning. How are
you? Good morning. Happy to be back.
Good. You brought not one, but two guests.
I did. This is a very special show for many reasons. That's because I'm actually, I made it here on time today. But I have two, I don't know how the words to describe it, two pioneering leaders in the arts in the downtown scenes in Brazos Valley.
Okay.
There's more than one downtown in Brazos Valley. There's a lot of arts going on, but I have Patty Peterson here with me from the gallery in the downtown gallery in Navasota.
Mm-hmm.
I have Greta Watkins from Downtown Bryan Association, who we all know, Frame Gallery and Parker Aston Arts Center. But there's a lot of cool events going on downtown and downtowns that are free to the community.
Absolutely. Greta, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Scott.
Greta and I are on the board together at Downtown Bryan. I'll be sure to tell everybody that. But, you know, you really, you're one of the moving forces that started what Downtown Bryan has become. And I guess the first thing people think about is First Friday, which is fine.
Right.
But tell us how the birth of First Friday happened.
The 2005 we started. We had a group of artists got together and had an art show in two locations. That was the very first art step. And because that was successful, I decided I was going to go ahead and start First Friday. It was just at my gallery. And we were able to get 50 people downtown for a First Friday. And I thought, we could do this again. So that took off. And within a year, we had most of downtown on board, and they wanted to stay open. And it's just mushroomed.
And it has. It's been a wonderful thing. But we now are trying to put together more things in downtown on specific days. And now you have a project that's called Third Thursday that's been going on. But let's talk about that a little bit.
Art Step used to be a couple times a year and overlapped with First Friday and became harder to differentiate a First Friday from an Art Step. So we brought back Art Step as a Third Thursday art walk in downtown. Art Step comes from the name. When it began, we only had two locations, and that wasn't enough for a whole walk. So it was a step.
Okay, yeah.
So we've just kept that name. So now every third Thursday, you come downtown, you can go to the art locations, and we've had, you know, six locations on the map. It's a much quieter event. You can talk to the artist and, you know, really look at the art without being distracted by all the wonderful things you find on a First Friday.
Well, and again, I think talking to the artist is a really neat deal because then you really can feel connected to what they've put together.
Now, that can mean a lot when you can make that connection.
And what time is it generally?
Generally 6 to 9. Some of the locations, the time floats a little bit. And this next, the October one, which is October 19th, it's a bigger event for us. We're calling it Arttoberfest.
Okay.
So we've got more, I think we've got 16 locations on the map, and there's a Facebook event. Yeah. So
there's a lot of stuff. So if they want to find out more information about that, what do they do?
You can go to the Facebook page, Downtown Bryan for Third Thursday, Downtown Bryan Art Step, and there's an event for Arttober.
Okay.
We'll be inviting lots of people.
So come down and have a good time in downtown Bryan. Thanks for the time this morning. Patty, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So let's talk about Navasota, how downtown has changed and what you've developed there.
We are trying to take Navasota by storm in the art community. We would love it to become a destination for more people to come and bring their art and their talents to downtown Navasota.
So the idea that, again, like they're doing in Bryan, have the artist right there with their work and can talk about how they were inspired to do these sorts of things.
That's what we're working on, yeah.
Okay. So now, if artists have some interest in that, what should they do?
Well, currently, I'm the only one that has a gallery downtown.
Okay.
So the gallery downtown is available to local artists, and they can contact me there directly on our website. Come by. We're open Wednesday through Sunday. And or they can call.
Where's the gallery?
101 East Washington.
Okay.
Suite B. We're upstairs.
Okay. And you've just started a show?
We've just started a show that runs through the month of October. We have Potter Doug Peck in, and I highly recommend coming by. He'll be doing live demonstrations. We set up a temporary studio, so he'll be slinging mud all month.
So there you go. So we've gotten a history of how things started in downtown Bryan, and things are getting revved up in Navasota, too. Yeah. So
this time next year, we'll talk about the history of Navasota.
That's a deal. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to share with us this morning about what's going on in the arts?
Well, a lot of things going on, and if you don't realize that, you're probably not looking at our website, acbv.org, and it's an exciting time, and I really enjoy that our downtowns are, and our artists, it's a community here, and if you go down to Navasota, you'll see some Bryan College Station artists down there. If you go to downtown Bryan, you'll see the same. You'll see Navasota artists there, and both of these individuals have been huge in helping develop our artist and residency program by providing mentorship and leadership to really develop artists of tomorrow. And we have a bunch of artists that are still in town because they thought so much of this community.
And if they want some more information?
acbv.org.
All right. Thanks for the time.
On Wednesday, October 18th at 6 p.m., join Bishop Joe S. Vasquez of Austin as he'll offer a massive celebration at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Bryan in recognition of the permanent home of a first-class relic of St. Anthony of Padua. After Mass, there'll be a candlelight procession, and all are welcome to St. Anthony Catholic Church, 308 South Parker Avenue in Bryan, to enjoy the blessings of the Lord through the intercession of the great miracle worker St. Anthony. For more information, Facebook St. Anthony's in Bryan or log on to St. Anthony's.org.
849, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, see, this is why you should only stare at your phone for 15 or 16 hours a day rather than go for the full 24 hours. A 21-year-old woman in China loved a game on her phone called Honor of Kings, and last week she had the day off, so she spent the entire day playing a video game.
Jeez.
Looking at her phone. At least she spent the entire day playing until her right eye stopped working.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. She went to the hospital, was diagnosed with retinal arterial occlusion,
ooh,
which is normally something that only happens to older people, and there's a chance she will be permanently blind in that eye.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
Still too early to tell.
Yeah, my eyes get tired after binging on Netflix for a couple of hours. Yeah.
There's a picture that was circulating around of her hospital the day that the eye stopped working. Mm-hmm. She's got the phone in her hand.
Oh, my gosh. Serious? Get out of there.
Yeah, yeah. Just saying.
That's
some people.
She has a lot more problems than just her eye.
Okay, here we go. It's who's the market for retailers now? They're 26 years old.
Okay.
So as a result, for instance, the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company has started offering gardening lessons for young homeowners that cover basic tips. Really, really, really basic tips, like making sure sunlight can reach the plants. These are simple times, these are simple things that we wouldn't really have thought to do 15 or 20 years ago, says Senior Vice President Jim King. But this is a group who may not have grown up putting their hands in the dirt growing vegetables in mom and dad's backyard. The biggest single age group today is 26-year-olds, followed by with 4.8 million of them, followed by 25, 27, and 24-year-olds in that order. So basically, a lot of people who are on the verge of life-defining moments, such as choosing a career, buying a house, having children. Companies looking to grab a piece of that business have run into a problem. This generation, with its overscheduled childhoods and tech-dependent lifestyle and delayed adulthood, radically making a difference from the previous ones. Okay, so here's what they're doing. For instance, companies like Scott's, Home Depot, Procter & Gamble, Williams-Sonoma, Sherwin-Williams, hosting classes and online tutorials to teach such basic skills as how to mow the lawn.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How to use a tape measure.
Mm.
How to mop a floor. How to hammer a nail.
I do none of these things.
Pick a paint color. But you could, couldn't you?
Most of them.
Mm. All right. Anyway.
We have to see.
No, I could. I could.
She totally could.
Oh.
All right. I'm just
so how many swings with a hammer would it take before you got your thumb?
I could do that. That was one of the ones I probably could do.
That's where you get the pliers and you hold the nail with the pliers.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But again, how to mow a lawn.
I've never mowed a lawn.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Never.
Aren't you privileged?
Well, no. My dad is, like, very particular about the lawn.
Yeah. No,
that's, like, his thing. He loves to take care of his lawn. So I think my brother's probably mowed a lawn, like helping a friend out, you know, do it for a neighbor or something.
Really?
But neither one of us never mowed our lawn.
So my grandmother lived right down the road from us, we had this old riding mower, and I mean old riding mower,
yeah.
And she had a big yard. She had two big yards, actually, front and back, and in typical East Texas style, I would ride the riding mower down to her house along the road.
Makes sense.
But the only thing was, this thing had a terrible battery, so I'd have to jump it off from the truck in order to even start it. And I'd take it down the road, and of course, if it ran out of gas or if I got up without disengaging the blade, it died on me. So then I would have to walk back down to the house to get my truck, drive it down to my grandmother's, and jump off the mower.
To restart your
road. And, of course, when I'm done, I got to take my truck back. Then I got to come back for the mower.
Let me grab a caller real quick. Hey.
Yeah, Scott, are we going to trust these 20-somethings to raise children?
Well, you know.
No, which is why Zach or I don't have any.
We don't have kids.
So as a result, mowing Granny's lawn took a while.
Yeah, but then right after I left for college, Dad got a zero-turn radius mower.
Nice.
Can mow the lawn in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Just fly on that bad boy.
You betcha. Yeah.
Yeah, they just needed you to get out of the house.
That's it.
Have a little extra spending money.
That's it. Go do that. Anyway.
For fun on Saturdays, my dad used to dig a hole with the backhoe and then have me fill it up with a shovel.
Hey, there you go.
He called it bonding time.
Hashtag East Texas life.
Yeah. They have a lawnmower. They have a lawnmower that's called the mowing stow that apparently folds up because, of course, many of these people don't have big enough garages to put them in. Oh,
now, that
my
might
goodness.
Not actually be a bad... I mean, if it actually is a legitimate mower.
Sure, a mowing stove, that's probably not a bad idea. Oh, my goodness, It's so scary. All right, about 5 minutes till. Dear scientists, we pledge to stop... Would you please stop testing the five-second rule? I mean, it's 2017.
No one cares.
No, they don't.
No. They're either going to eat it or they're not going to eat it. No one actually counts.
It depends on what it falls in.
Well, here's the deal.
That's true.
Yeah, there are now just other things that we need to be looking into. Okay,
right.
We got the thing that if it's hard and a hard surface and, you know, and that kind of stuff, then it's okay. If it's wet or gooey, then no, you don't want to eat it. But then how about double dipping? Depending on the chip and the dip, much higher bacteria populations could be found in double dipping. While there was some minimal bacterial transfer in melted chocolate and queso, there's five times as much transferred in salsa.
Oh.
Salsa, the silent killer.
The silent killer.
That's it. Beer pong.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. A very dirty sport.
Yes. Testing show the highest levels of bacteria were found on the outdoor balls where the ball may have hit the ground after being hit on the table.
You got to have the water cup.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah. Nearly all the bacteria on the ball transfers to the beer in the cup.
Yeah. Got to have the water cup.
Popcorn sharing. Transfer rates of germs minimal, less than 1%.
Oh, I would have expected more.
Okay, we've talked about blowing out the birthday cake, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, birthday cake
is
fine,
gross.
But you might want to scrape off the icing after somebody blows out the cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. Water and lemon. Lots of bacteria gets transferred.
Oh.
From hands to lemons or fruit into the drinks.
Does it say anything about radio mics?
It doesn't.
You know, and think about that. Think about, you know, if it's coming from your own hand, but think about getting lemon from a restaurant.
Right.
Yeah.
Someone has to cut up that lemon.
Yep.
Someone has to put that lemon in your drink.
Yep.
Just putting that out there.
Yeah, they've got those communal whatever
tongs
right.
that they use. Yeah.
Don't don't lemons collect the most fecal bacteria?
I'm
just saying.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I was at a restaurant, Mexican restaurant, that's now closed, and I decided...
As a fecal matter.
You know, I decided we wouldn't go back after I saw a guy get up, go to the chip bin, get some chips, and put them in his little bowl and come back.
He just stuck his hand in
there? He did.
Oh,
he went for it.
Yeah.
It is not a communal chip bin, sir.
Not at all. But again, as I always remember, when you go to the donut place, they have a little piece of paper in there. Okay, why do they have the piece of paper?
Yeah, to pick up the donut.
And then what do they do with the paper after they've done it?
Sometimes they leave it in your box, but not always.
Yeah, sometimes they'll stick it back in the bag after all. And menus, don't forget menus.
Yeah, they're gross too.
I mean, because, you know, people have been...
A lot of people touch them.
There you go.
Hello, caller.
Hey, that's why at restaurants I only put lemons in heavily alcoholic drinks and kill all that stuff.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a...
Smart thinking.
That's the reason. I'm only here to clean the lemons.
Right? My favorite is when you're like at the bar, you ask for lemon, they give you a lime, and you say, oh no, I'm sorry, can I have a lemon? They take that lime, put it right back
yes,
in the container.
Do. Yes, they do.
It's time for the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. There's fun for all ages with a carnival, rodeo, shopping, and awesome concerts, including a Saturday performance by the Disney Channel star Sabrina Carpenter, Friday headliner Kevin Fowler, and Sunday stars La Energia Norteña. Exciting rodeo action and a carnival plus awesome concerts and so much more. Only at the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com for details or call 979-821-1450.
Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Nationwide and locally, we've seen an increase in bedbug cases. If anyone in your home travels often, lives in a dorm, or you frequently have out-of-town guests, you could be susceptible. Bedbugs are extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a pest management professional. If you suspect you have bedbug issues, call ABC for a free evaluation. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, there you go. 66 outside, winds 20, gusting to 25 today.
Woo!
Almost like we have a chill factor.
Be
pretty close. 58 for a low temperature
sweater
tonight.
Sweater weather.
Yep, so enjoy that. Then it'll warm back up and we'll be near 90. This date in 1886, the tuxedo dinner jacket made its American debut at the Autumn Ball in Tuxedo Park, New York.
Oh, okay.
That's how it got its name.
Very nice.
Christopher Reeve, remember him?
Yeah.
He died at the age of 52 on this date in 2004. Remember,
really?
He was a quadriplegic. He had in a jumping accident.
His son, I believe, works for ESPN.
Oh, okay. And in 2006... YouTube got a lot less fun because Google bought it for $1.6 billion.
Nice paycheck.
Yeah, not bad. We're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station, Brian.